Mishnah Yomis for Wednesday, the 15th day of Elul, Tavshin Pei Dalet. Masechta Bav Metzia, Perek Rishon, Mishnah Dalet. Ra'a Sametzia, person who sees a lost object lying on the ground. V'nofel alav, and he falls upon it because he wants to acquire it. Va'a Acher, and someone else comes, Vechzigba, and he actually grabs it in his hand. So one person fell upon it, and the other fellow grabbed it in his hand and picked it up, holding it. The one who's actually holding on, even though he came later, is zoichin it, he acquires it. Now why? What's the reason for this? The Gemara explains that there is a halacha, that if a person walks in a place, the four amos, four cubits all around him, will acquire anything in that radius of four amos around him. The reason they made this is so people who find objects will not fight with each other. So if you're standing there and it's in your four amos, that's it. However, here, the fellow who fell upon it does not acquire it, even though it's in his four amos. Why not? Because the fact that he fell upon it showed that he did not want to use the takona of the four amos being kind of him. He didn't want to do it that way. He thought maybe if I fall upon it, that'll be best. But there's no kinyan that's legal. There's no legal kinyan accomplished by falling upon anything. You can't accomplish it. So the only one who does a proper kinyan is the second fellow who actually picked it up. That is a kinyan. Some say in our Mishnah we're talking about a case where it was in a shusarabim. That's why the four amos is not kinyan for him. The Chachamim said that the four amos that a person is within will only acquire objects from him in a side alley or a tzidei Rishus Rabim, as we call it, where you don't have a public there. But if you're standing in Rishus Rabim, then you won't have the four amos automatically being koina for you. And a person will not be zoich in a mitzvah until he actually gets to his hand. So just falling up on it doesn't make a kinyan. So it's the other fellow who actually picked it up in his koinat. Ra oison, if a person sees some people rotzin achametzia, he sees them running after something that's lost, and it was in his field, and they wanted to be zoich in it. For example, achat svi shova, they're running after a deer whose fleet are broken, legs are broken, or achat gezol shleporcha, after some chickens or fledglings that can't fly yet. And as this fellow sees people trying to chase it and catch it for themselves, he thinks to himself, "Oh, that's in my field." And he says, "Zochel isodi, I hereby declare my field is zoicha for me. My field will acquire it because it's in my field." Zochzolai, says the Mishnah, yes, he will win. The field will be koina his that mitzia, and it's his. So even if they catch up to it later, the people running after it, he can tell them, "Too late, my field's got it. My field is owner, acquires it for me." The Gemara adds, however, a qualification. This is only if the deer and the fledglings and all the fledglings were protected in the field, which means that he was standing next to his field and he could have caught them if he wanted to. He just didn't bother running after them, but he could have easily run after them and caught them before they would have left his field. However, continues the mission, if the deer is running regularly, it hasn't got any broken feet, all the chicks were flying, able to fly, and there was no way he could catch them, even if he tried to, in his field. V'omar, and then he said, "Zochzali sade, I want my field to acquire that, but those birds. I want my field to acquire that deer before the other people chase it." Loi omar klum, he has said nothing legal. There's no legal binding. There's no legal acquisition by his field, and kol hakodem zoche, as we say, whoever comes first come first served can take it. The truth is that even if the deer did have broken legs, or the chicks had not yet flown, but if they would not be able to reach them before they'd leave his field, then too the field is not zeicher for him, and then we'd apply the principle kol hakodem zeicher, first come first served get it, even though it's in his field now. It's not called mishtamer. It's not called protected in his field. Therefore, his field will not count it for him. Mishnah Hay. In the previous two Mishnahs, we learned that a person can acquire a mitzvah, a lost article, either by himself, making a kinyan, a chazak in it, or through his property. Our Mishnah is going to talk about what happens when other people will be zoich in it. Is that, can that transfer ownership to the person? Let's have a look. Says the Mishnah, Mishnah 8. Mitzias benoi uvitoi haktanim. What one's children, one's son or daughter finds, and we're talking here about ketanim, young ones. The Gemara explains it's not really relevant if they're young and old. It's really what we mean, young ones, is they are supported by him. They are fed off his table, even if they're adult children. Or mitzias avdoi v'shivchosoi haknanim, or what's found by his goisha, his Canaanite servant or maidservant, or mitzias ishtoi, or what his wife finds, hare eloshloi, it automatically comes to him. In the case of the children who are supported by him, they're his because the Chachamim wanted to keep the peace between father and children. The father is supporting them and helping them, so what they find belongs to him. If it was a daughter, however, whether she's young or whether she's older, whether she's a ketana or a nara, that means up to the age of 12 and a half, I should say, even if she's not supported, she will get whatever she finds goes to him. That's you don't need the Chacham to make that. That's because of a pasuk in the Torah, Binurao Besavio. Talks about in the Pasha of Matas, Binurao Besavio, while she's a Naro or younger, whatever she accumulates or whatever she finds goes to her father, called Shvach L'Rael Besavio. That's how the Bar Tanura learns the Mishnah and the Rambam learns the Mishnah, that when the daughter is finds something, it goes to the father even if she's not supported on the table by his table. However, not everyone learns that way. Some say that even in the case of the daughter finding something, it only goes to the father when she is supported by him. Now, what about the last case? What about the case of the Avid and Shivcha Kanani? Why, if a person's Canaanite servant and maidservant find something, why does it belong to the person, the owner? And that's because they do not have independence over their own bodies, really. Their guf is koni to the master. Their body is acquired by the master. And we have a rule, Masha kona avid kona rabbi. What the avid has bought or what the avid has acquired is really the master has acquired it immediately, at the same time. It gets transferred straight to the master. What about the wife? What a wife finds? Why is that his? The Chachamim made that takana in order to keep the peace between husband and wife. He supports the wife and wants to stay happily married, so we say that what she finds goes to him. Says the Mishnah further, Metzias benoi uvito hagdolim. But if we're talking about what his son and daughter, who are, literally it means older, but it means they're independent, they're not supported by him, what they find, they keep. Metzias avdoi v'shivchosoi ha'ivrim, what his Jewish servant and maidservant finds. Again, they keep themselves. It doesn't get transferred straight to their owner, their master. Metzias ishtei shegersha, or what the wife that a person divorced finds. Afal bishal enosn ksubasa, even though he hasn't yet paid the ksuba. The Gemara explains, we're talking about a case where the woman is a sofik if she's megurash, we're not sure if she's divorced or not. He threw her the get, we're not sure if it landed close to him or close to her. In such a case, the husband is still chayu, is still obligated to give her mazonis, to give her maintenance. And therefore, anything she finds, all these metzios are not his, hare ela shalahan, they'll be theirs. In all these cases, whether it's the son and daughter who are independent of him, regardless of their age, they might even be under bar mitzvah, it doesn't matter. If they're independently caring for themselves, they keep it. As Jewish maidservant and servant, we explained as well, that we do not say Masha kon avid kon rabbi by the Jewish maidservant or servant. Rather, we say they have their own yad, they have their own ability to acquire things, and if they find something, they keep it. What about the case of a woman who is divorced? Now, even though we're talking about a woman who he still has to give mazonis to, he still has to support her because there is a sofik if she was megurashes. We're actually talking about a woman who is not, we're not sure if she was divorced or not. Nevertheless, whatever she finds does not go to him, they go to the husband. She keeps it herself. Why? The whole idea the Chachamim made, as we said before, that what a metziah, what a woman finds belongs to her husband, is only to keep shalom bayis, to keep the peace in the house. He supports her, he gives her. So we say that what she finds in the street, she finds an object, he can keep it. However, this case, a case where he's already thrown her a get, just not sure if it's a successful divorce or not, if it's close to him or close to her, well, there's no shalom bayis there. We don't want there to be shalom bayis there. They're basically separated or divorced, so sobik divorced, so therefore there's no reason to say that what she finds goes to him, rather she keeps it independently herself.